This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As Iowa farmers wrap up the harvest and start planning for next year, many are taking a closer look at what they want out of their soybean seed in 2026. After a season with pockets of disease pressure and some fields showing signs of fatigue, growers are looking for genetics that can handle those challenges while still pushing yield. We'll talk with DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Lance Getch next.
Your local radio station brings you the pulse of your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network adds specialized ag content to help farmers make informed decisions. From county fairs to national ag news, we're here to tell the story of agriculture to everyone who needs to hear it. Together, we deliver a blend of local community and ag industry-focused information that rural Iowa relies on every day. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
As farmers start looking ahead to their seed plans for 2026, many are focusing on ways to shore up their soybean acres after a season that brought pockets of disease pressure across Iowa. Lance Getch is a technical agronomist with DeKalb Asgrow and says the new Asgrow lineup is built to strengthen those acres with genetics that can handle the stress while still pushing for higher yields.
Yeah, so our ExtendFlex platform, which is our Asgrow seed brand, has been really, really strong. We've brought in a couple new soybean varieties here to be planting for 2026, which are a really good combination of a strong high yield genetics paired with good solid agronomics to protect us against some of those common diseases that we see in our area. So sudden death kind of being the number one. And then we make sure that we focus on brown stem rot tolerance as well. Maybe not talked about quite as often, but definitely a disease that we need to be thinking about. Some of the new alloy beans that we have to offer too. We have tolerances to Peking. It's a Peking resistant source to soybean cyst nematode, which gives us a new unique way of, or it's not new, but it's kind of new to Bayer, but a unique way of controlling soybean cyst nematode.
Getch says that having more than one source of nematode resistance will be important as populations continue to adapt. He says growers should pay close attention to fields that have shown signs of stress or reduced performance in recent years, because those are often the places where a shift in resistance source can make the biggest impact. He adds next year is also going to be a good time to take a fresh look at corn plans, even while soybean decisions are front and center. Corn rootworm pressure has been creeping into more areas, and selecting the right trait package early can help avoid surprises once the season gets underway.
Yeah, definitely now is the time to be planning everything for 2026. It's the time to go meet with your local rep and make sure you select the right soybean products for your farm and also the right corn products. We haven't talked much about corn here today, but, you know, there's a lot of corn rootworm pressure out there. Even if you didn't seed on your farm, you know, the neighbors have maybe done some digs and they'll see the pressure there. Make sure you get the right trait. There's a lot of corn showing up on first-year corn. Make sure you select the right trait, and your local rep will help you select the right hybrid for you too.
Getch says that getting those decisions made early helps farmers secure the products they want while also giving them time to make adjustments based on what they've learned this season. He says strong genetics, disease protection, and the right trait stack can set the tone for a more consistent and more resilient 2026. For farmers that want to learn more about the 26 lineup, now is the time to contact your local DeKalb Asgrow retailer. Many dealers already have plot results, side-by-side comparisons, and early seed information available. And those resources can help growers decide what varieties and trait packages will best meet their acres. Getch adds that local teams can walk fields, review notes from the past season, and help build a plan that fits both yield goals and field challenges heading into next year. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.